Hey, folks, I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Harlan Hutchison.
And the holiday basketball tournament season is behind us. And Harlan and I, of course, spent 4 days in the Kabul gym and for the Kabul holiday tournament. And, you know, it was a very balanced, I don't know, help me, what am I, it was so, there were a lot of good games.
It was the best tournament as far as game to game, the best Kabul holiday tournament that I've seen in recent memory. I thought that, well, they got the seedings. Generally, the final four teams, they seeded them correctly.
Yep.
The number three seed ends up winning the tournament by blowing out the number one seed. And I thought that was kind of more of a testament to whoever's playing the best at the time. And Liberty obviously was playing the best. But we had several good games as the week went on. Opening day, we had a near startling upset when Conway played number two Licking.
Yep.
A very tight game. And it just kind of went from there. We didn't have a lot. There were some blowouts, obviously. But by and large, the quality of the games as the tournament went by got a little better, a little better. And by the last day, we had a consolation game and a third-place game that were outstanding games that took us right up to the championship.
Well, yeah. You know, my first game was the Eminence Viola. Eminence kind of cruised to that. You had a good game with Mansfield and Winona. Where, I mean, it was a 14-point victory, but, you know, you look at these end scores, these games were actually a lot closer than that.
Well, you can't look at the final and really know what kind of game it was. And that game, Winona, you know, and I told you, I think, at the tournament, this is the best Winona team that I've seen at the Kabul Holiday Tournament in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I thought that they really...
Somersville is who you're thinking of.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Somersville, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that leads me... Well, that's where I was going to take you. Somersville had a whale of a tournament. They got some dandy, you know, players. But one game really stands out. And it's one of those games you hate to see, you know, the team in which you were following, you know, come up short. But the Salem-Somersville game, the final score was 86-83, and was it double overtime it went to?
Trying...
I think so. It went to double. Yeah, because Bushman made that three.
That's correct.
At the top of the key,
right,
to take it to the second overtime.
Right.
But, you know, Somersville, what cost them, I think, is depth. And just, you know, they were just wore out.
They were. Landon Richter made a buzzer shot to send it to overtime for Salem. And then Andrew Bushman made the three that sent it to double overtime. But I think they did maybe get a little bit worn down. And the thing you forget is that you're talking about playing four games in 4 days, which is going to take it out of you. And if you don't have very much depth to start with, that makes it really hard. By that last day, you're just kind of second wind and trying to get to the end.
Another surprising game for me was, you know, Liberty and Licking. Liberty 73, Licking 30. That was, I think that surprised everybody. I think that's when everybody kind of went, well, this Liberty team could bid, you know, for the championship.
It had to be, and I didn't see the game I left at that point. But when I saw that score, I thought it may have been a case where a team played awfully well and the other team probably played really as poor as they could play. It was just a bad combination, and Licking just got blown out of the gym. I thought Liberty would end up winning the tournament once they got to the championship game against Norwood, but I didn't see them winning that Licking game by that kind of margin.
Well, Liberty Norwood plays in the championship, and Liberty does get the win, 67-54. You know, beating back-to-back state-ranked teams, I mean, it was a really nice go of it. You know, you had I thought Gainesville had a good tournament. They won the consolation game 51-47 over Kabul, and Kabul showed a lot of fight on their home court.
Mm-hmm. And Gainesville won the game essentially on a three-point shot by Easton
McGee.
McGee. Easton made a heck of a shot from the right point for a three, and there was just a handful of seconds left. They got the ball inbounds, and the other team had to foul, and so final was 51-47. That was a terrific basketball game.
Yeah, and the third place game, Licking and Mansfield, two good teams, a good good matchup, you know, as well, bench to bench, player per player, and Licking kind of bounced back after their defeat to Liberty, 52-47.
That game was dead even until probably about midway through the fourth quarter, and you could see Licking, who I think was one of those teams that kind of was bearing the effects of playing four games in 4 days, but you could see them get their second wind about midway through the fourth quarter, and they started playing much better, and their key players started playing better, and eventually they ended up winning the game. But, you know, when the tournament started, you said, and I could see that as the tournament went on, there were four or five teams that legitimately had a chance,
yeah,
if things broke the right way for them, that they could have won the tournament. And you can't say that about very many of these Kabul Holiday tournaments in recent years.
No, it's you know, probably last 10, you know, you just looked at one or two and went, well, there's who's going to win it.
Yeah, Thayer or Hartville or Licking or somebody like
right.
that.
Right. And but this year it was a lot of fun to do. And then the All Holiday Kabul Holiday Tournament team, the MVP, Terrell Gaines. I don't think that can be argued, really. He was the MVP in my mind, and I'm trying to be as biased as I can about it. But you know, he was a handful. Landon Richter of Salem, Noah Drake, Norwood, Tyler Fleetwood from Kabul, Carter Prutt and Alex Toon from Liberty, Riley Stidham from Mansfield, Cooper Vaughn and Peyton McDerris from Norwood. It's pretty good. I mean, that's fair, don't you think?
Probably fair. The team that got that just
Summersville
got my imagination more than any other team, and I only had them for one game, was the Conway Bears. The Conway Bears just a 15 seed never beats a number two. I mean, that is just ridiculous. But Conway nearly was able to do that. Now, who they did it with is sort of a mystery because we had their junior varsity roster and not their varsity roster. But all the same, those kids from Conway really put on a good show, and they led for a good part of that game against Licking. But in the second half, Licking, like they did in the third place game, they kind of got it going again and were able to win the game. But there were some really good matchups. There weren't a whole bunch of blowouts like you normally have.
Well, and I'm going to kind of shift gears. You didn't follow it, but I've got a little insight on it. The Mountain Grove Girls Holiday Tournament, which is 16 teams. The Alton Lady Comets won it, but again, you know, they were not the favorite to win it. Norwood Girls, Licking Girls were kind of the favorite, but in slips Alton and Evan Montgomery. She was named the tournament MVP, making the all-tournament team. Chloe Jones from Willow Springs, Autumn Gunner from Norwood, Reagan Wells from Liberty, Allie Hawk and Hannah Medlock from Licking, and Ailey Willard from Alton as well, making that. But just these Christmas tournaments are a lot of fun. Of course, we know all about the blue and gold and the pink and white, but locally, it's a pretty good tournament. And, you know, now going forward, because you got to see a lot of basketball, is the ceiling looking good for area high school basketball around here, you think? We've seen a lot of young players.
I don't know. It's the thing that struck me about the Kabul tournament was that there were so many really, really young teams. Not very many teams had a lot of upperclassmen. Some did, but there are a lot of really young teams, young players, playing in that tournament, which should make it a good tournament for the next few years. But by and large, it's not unusual. You haven't seen Rogersville play. Their best player is a freshman, and so you'll get to see him eventually. But these teams have no hesitation about putting kids that are 9th grade, 10th grade into their lineups if they're productive players. And I've seen a few of them so far this year, but we'll see a lot more here over the last couple of months in the Ozark Conference. But I thought, by and large, it was what made the tournament a very good tournament was the level of play from most of the teams. We had pretty competitive games, and I thought it was a fun tournament to watch.
Yeah, and again, Liberty takes the home the first-place trophy for the Cabell Holiday Tournament 2023. Our next little venture in basketball is coming up this Saturday. Liberty is having a shootout, and of course, I'll be following the Liberty girls and boys that plays in that tournament, and Harlan will be picking up the Alton girls and I believe the Winona boys, and that's all going to be coming this Saturday. So we're not too far from the tournament season winding down. Of course, I've got one more, the Mountain Grove tournament, and your Zizzers coming up. Are they
Oliver?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you notice that's
my least favorite tournament, because we go up there three straight days,
mm-hmm.
and three trips up and back to Bolivar in a row is about two trips too many for me, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we've got more basketball that we'll be sharing with you as we gather up the info. It's a busy, busy time of year for Ozark Radio Sports. We appreciate all of you that tuned in, and we'll catch you next time. I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Bye-bye.